Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If you are committed to growing your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com, where you can get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got any questions, feedback, any of that good stuff, email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or just give us a call, 480-648-5149. You can apply to be on the show or leave feedback. Today, we are chatting with Joe Caruso from Ready Fresh Carpet Cleaning. Ready Fresh serves the Orange County, New York, and surrounding areas. If you want to reach out to Joe and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.readyfreshcarpet.com. Joe, welcome and say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. Glad to be with you guys.
Glad to have you, my friend. And as is our custom, would love to get Cleaning Nation to give you a little bit of a get to know you a little bit. You got a wife, a kid, dogs. What's going over in Caruso Town?
You name it, I have it. Four kids from 9 to 24. I've got a wonderful wife, and I do have a dog. I'm also an avid Steeler fan. So what's up, Steeler Nation? We're everywhere. You know that.
All right, so already we've got a problem because I'm a big Broncos fan. So now I have to go through, do I give them good advice because to serve Cleaning Nation, or do I, you know, totally rebuff you due to your awful decision in football teams?
Well, you just say two words, you'll shut me up. Say Tim Tebow, and I'll be quiet.
That was, oh my gosh, that was, yeah. If this was a sports show, my friend, we'd be talking. But on the off chance that people didn't tune into the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast to talk about a playoff game 4 or 5 years ago, I guess we could talk a little cleaning. So tell us, how can I best help you today, my friend?
Well, I've been 15 years with a company working in, I work for a commercial cleaning company, and I just decided it's time to get my life back. Basically, I'm on salary, and I basically wrote a blank check for them to tell me what to do and when to do it. And I know what I want to do. I know what I don't want to do, but I'm not all knowing. So I that's why I'm calling you. So, specifically, I need to get take those few baby steps to get going. And what I mean by that is, because I have so many hours working for the company I have, I don't have the most time, although I can get off for a little bit early. And the second point is I don't have the resources for, say, pay-per-clicks and things like that right now because, as you know, I have a lot of mouths to feed. Plus, you know, it's just not a lot of funds right now. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, so let me just be clear, both for myself and for Cleaning Nation. You have a full-time job in the cleaning industry, but you're starting another business in the cleaning industry, just not as a part of your job.
Correct.
Okay. And is your company doing commercial cleaning or some different aspect of the cleaning universe?
The company I work for is basically a management company for janitorial work. Okay. I'm just an account manager.
Okay. And then what kind of company are you starting? Are you doing commercial janitorial as well, or are you picking a different little niche?
I'm niching down to carpet cleaning. Again, that's what I feel comfortable with. And as far as what type of carpet cleaning, it's more geared towards a low moisture organic cleaning. So I don't have to deal with truck mounts, and although I wouldn't be getting into restoration either.
Okay, and are you looking for commercial clients, residential clients, or?
Well, you know, they say that to get cash flow, the residential is good, but my goal is to stay commercial.
Okay. And any reason, again, and this is kind of exciting for me because most of what we have on here are janitorial, either maid services or janitorial companies. So to have a flat out carpet cleaner is exciting. Happy you. I don't know if you're the first, but you're certainly top three. Any reason you've chosen to just do floors as opposed to janitorial maid service as well?
Yes. I've seen what happens in, I'm not comfortable, I guess you want to feel comfortable with what you're doing. I'm not that comfortable dealing with janitorial. I've seen it happen with the company I'm in. I've seen some of the negative side of the business. I just found carpet cleaning to be enjoyable. I believe I could create a system to make it work and then hire people to do it. And you could charge a good amount of money to get it done.
Okay. So let me just give you, and this is as much for you as for Cleaning Nation. Let me just give you my only, because again, the carpet cleaning can be good business, but most of the time I found it to work the best when it's, when you're kind of adding it to a janitorial company. The one thing, so the nice thing about carpet cleaning is you can have a little better margins. You get clients pretty easy. Carpets are everywhere. All that's some good stuff. So there's definitely some highlights on it. You're in and you're out. The downside, and the one kind of big one that I have, and I just wanted you to be kind of considerate, is the big thing I like about janitorial and maid service is that ongoing revenue. There's something special about knowing every day when you open your doors on the first of the month, I've got $20,000 coming in this month, or $40,000, or $5,000, whatever the revenue is. It doesn't matter. You know exactly how much you've got coming in. You don't have to go sell a blessed thing. That money's going to come in the door. Obviously, you want to keep selling, but you can sell an account once and get paid on it, ideally forever, if you do a good job taking care of that customer. With carpet cleaning, you can certainly get some and should be getting some, and that's a big part of how you build a carpet cleaning business is repeat and referral business. So you should definitely be getting some repeat business, but it's not that solid. I open my doors on January 1st, and I know I've already got $32,000 coming in from all my clients that I build. So that's the one thing I'm not a huge fan of on the carpet cleaning. So again, there's some ups and downs. That's a down. I just wanted you to be aware of that going in. Now that said, when you said you don't have, I definitely need to know what we're working with. So almost everybody I talk to says I don't have very much time and I don't have very much money. Let's be a little more specific. How much time and how much money do you have? Because there's a difference between none and very little, and your opinion of very little might be different than mine and all that good stuff. So give me a little better idea of how much time and money you have to invest so I can make sure I give you strategies that work with your kind of time and money budget.
Sure. Well, again, since I'm on salary, there are some days that I get to leave early. So I could, I got basically the late afternoons, all evening, and all weekend.
Okay.
And that's kind of when I've been doing some of the jobs already. And then as far as money goes, we're talking, I can't take food out of the fridge to do this. So we're talking anywhere from, let's say, $100 a month on average.
Okay.
And that's conservative.
Okay. So that's the first thing is I'm always a big fan of let's find out what we really have, because people say, I don't have any time, I don't have any money. And my advice is always the same. Well, then don't start a business. It's not appropriate to start a business if you have no time and no money. You don't have a business. So now that's different saying I don't have very much time and very much money. So that's why I want to break it down into, well, exactly how much? And it sounds like if you've got maybe, I don't know, 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, that's 10 hours. And then maybe you say I can work 10 hours. Not that you couldn't work more, but we don't want to kill you. Maybe 10 hours on the weekend. Is that a 20-hour week? Is that a reasonable availability?
That's possible. Yeah, that's possible.
And is the goal to transition out of, make this your full-time income so you're not kind of doing both?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So my 2 cents on the money side, because $100 a month is, first of all, I appreciate you at least having a budget, right? You got to have something so you know. That's small. I'm going to want to see a larger reinvestment in your company. So what I'd probably do if I woke up in your shoes is spend the probably first 3 to 6 months reinvesting 100% of my money back into my company so I can build a real $100,000, you know, gross sale, you know, a real company within the first year. If you don't reinvest and you're like, hey, I made $1,200 this month, or I made $400, or, you know, whatever the thing is, and you just kind of take that and put it in your pocket, you'll always be making small figures. But if you're just looking for extra income, then Godspeed, do that. But if you're looking to transition out of this full-time job and replace your income, then I would probably at the beginning really invest heavily. Like I always tell people, invest a percentage of your revenue into client attraction, into self-development, into developing your company. And I usually, on like the marketing side of it, will say, hey, 5 to 15% is a good amount. For you and your situation, I'd be like 50 to 100% would be a good amount, just so you can accelerate that growth and you're not, you know, 3 years from now still working a full-time job with salary and then busting your head doing this and you're just not getting ahead. Are those okay ground rules to lay out, or is that scary a little bit?
That's exactly what I kind of had in mind, just to take it and just let it ride and put it back into it.
Okay. And the flip side is that doesn't mean that you're not going to be really hard with those dollars, and they dang well better bring back friends, right? So because you don't have that much and because every dollar counts, we got to be really particular in how we spend our money. So I like that you're willing to invest back in your business, but because you've got such a small budget and because you're working so hard for these dollars, you got to make sure the investment that you take are really good investments. So that's my encouragement there. All right, enough of that. Let's talk a little more tactical, like exactly what we can do. And there's a lot of stuff that you can do that costs money, but just I want to give you a couple free stuff or very inexpensive stuff that'll help. Is that okay?
That's great.
Okay. First and foremost, and I've said this before, and if you listen to the podcast, you've probably heard it, but it's so important and it's so foundational. We got to start here. Pick a niche. Don't just be like, oh, I'll do residential, I'll do commercial, I'll do restaurants, I'll do medical facilities, I'll do retirement homes. Really pick a niche in a neighborhood, ideally, again. And yeah, so right now you said you're starting with residential, but you want to move to commercial?
I've done a couple of both. Okay. I just took whatever I could get.
Okay, so there's a difference between chasing and taking. So I'm going to encourage you to chase a niche. And if that's residential, that's fine. I'm going to encourage you to go for bigger houses just because they generally have more carpet, more income, and more availability to pay a premium, which is what you want. So I would not go for the, because you don't have a lot of time. So you can't go for the, you know, hey, I'll go to this apartment complex and I'm doing, you know, every time there's a move out, I'm doing them and they want to pay me $30 a unit or something. I'm going to go for the nice $1 million homes where an average thing might be $400 or $500 and you can do it in 3 hours. So you kind of need, but in the situation you're in, I'm going to go for fewer higher dollar clients than I'll just take anything. Is that a shift that you can make in your mind?
No, absolutely. Yes. Okay.
So first niche down, and the niche I'm looking for with the parameters that you've laid out are higher dollar jobs with better margin. And if you're going to go residential, that's usually commercial. You can get some good money, but generally that's bigger stuff and you might have to hire guys and we're not at that point. So if you want to start residential for what you're doing, I support it. I would just look for the higher margin jobs where, you know, gosh, you go out on a Tuesday at 4 o'clock, you work till 8 o'clock and you make $400. That's, you know, that's encouraging and you've got enough money to put back into your company. So that's where I started, is the niching. The way to get that work, I'll give you a couple strategies. I don't want to give you too many, but I'll give you two. One is going to be free work. One of the ways to do that, and this is, you know, in the carpet industry, this is super common, is, hey, I'll do a free room for free or $9 for a room, or you find a really appealing offer that it's hard for people to turn down. And again, this isn't free, it's cheap. Because you still have to invest your time and there's a very nominal amount in chemicals, but it's very cheap. And that's why the niche is so important. You don't want to just be doing this in low income for everybody, because people take advantage of you. So when you start getting your first couple jobs in the nice neighborhoods that you want to target, then you hit the neighbor. So you might even go to one neighbor and say, hey, I'll clean one of your rooms or two of your rooms or whatever for free if you can just introduce me or give me a recommendation for your neighbor. And then you can just kind of hit the four or five neighbors around there, and that makes it cheaper because there's a lot less travel. And you'd have to obviously have a system around when you do the one or two rooms, you survey the rest of the rooms and you're trying to do an upsell, and you should be able to upsell at least half of those jobs. So that's a pretty good way to get no money out, no advertising, no budget. You get into homes, you make friends, you get referrals. That's a good start, but not totally free. Any questions or thoughts on that before I give you the second one?
No, it sounds good.
Okay, the second one is even more powerful, and it's 100% free. Once you've made a connection, maybe it sounds like you've done a couple jobs, I would go to those people, and again, find the best ones, right? If you got some like clients, kind of, you know, birds of a feather flock together. So if you kind of do this with cheap, poor people that have no money, you're going to get those kinds of clients. But your best client that was awesome, that was perfect, that was good margin, that you love, that has money and didn't complain about price and was happy and all that good stuff, you go to them and you try and find people that do similar things to you. So you'd say, who's you're in New York. They have pools out there, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Who's your pool guy? Do you have a pool guy that you love? How about a pest control guy? Who comes out and does your pest control? How about landscape? Who comes out and does your landscape? And again, the wealthier homes are going to have all these services. So what you do is you get, say I'm your customer and you go, hey, Mike, who's your pool guy? Do you have a good pool guy? I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, John's pool service is the best. You got to go talk to them. So then you go to John and say, hey, John, Mike recommended that I call you. He said he spoke really highly of you. John's definitely going to talk to you because I'm a client and I was recommended. So there's no question he's not going to talk to you. And he goes, oh, great. How can I help you, Joe? You go, well, I'm doing work for Mike. And what I'd like to do is offer a special service to your people. Again, where it's you give them a free carpet, you know, one room carpet cleaning or $39 for two rooms or some deal that's, you know, well under market value. If you'll just market that to all of your customers, I'd be happy to introduce you to all my customers. And then you'd get him to say, you know, hey, I'll do a free pest cleaning or same thing. So basically you kind of trade customer lists. So if you've got a dozen people that you've sold to, you'd call each of those people and go, hey, Mr. Johnson, because you're a value customer of mine, I'm trying to make a kind of a network in the area. And John here said he'd come out and do a free pest control service just because you're my customer. And what's going to happen is of your 12 customers, 8 or 9 are probably going to take advantage of that. And 4 or 5 are probably going to be customers of his. The exact same thing is going to happen on his side. And again, he might have 100, if they've been in business longer, he might have 100 customers or whatever, and you might get even more work. And you might even offer to pay him a little bit if he gets you more work. So building those joint ventures and those strategic alliances is a great way to start, and it doesn't really cost you anything. Any thoughts or questions on that piece?
No, that's really good. That's a good tactic. Yes.
It's nice because you're only talking to people that know you and like you and you're referred. And then instead of just going to cold strangers, you're going to people that, like, you know, if you call this other guy, but John's their pool guy and John says, hey, because you're my customer, it really makes a warm entrance pretty much all around. So you're not having to do any cold calling, so to speak. And again, once you've gone through the pool guy, do the pest control guy. Once you've gone through that, go partner up with a janitorial service, for crying out loud. If you're in the Grow My Cleaning Company Facebook group, say, hey, is anyone in New York that wants to partner up and do a strategic alliance where, you know, I can recommend all of my carpet cleaning for your janitorial service and all of my, you know, you recommend all your janitorial or all your maid service for my carpet cleaning. You kind of got a gold mine right here in Cleaning Nation, my friend.
That's great.
All right, cool. We could chat all day, but I try and keep them short. So let's turn the tables, give you the opportunity to give back to Cleaning Nation. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions in the lightning round. You're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh, man, best piece of advice. First, I give props to my wife. I mean, she didn't tell me to just keep doing what, you know, keep going for it. I don't know where I'd be, but there's one quote that always stands out. It's something to the effect of, you know, you're either building your own dreams or you're working for someone else to build theirs. And that just hit me like a ton of bricks, you know. So that's something that's motivated me to get, you know, carpet clean, you know, IICRC certified and all these things. So don't stop. Keep going for your own goals.
Beautiful. Love that. I like that. I like your wife already. All right. Question number 2. I know you're new, but that's why the question would be all the more fun. What's the biggest mistake you've made so far in the cleaning business so maybe we can avoid it?
Well, the easy answer is procrastination, getting out of my own way. I think that's been number 1. The other mistake I've already think I made was doing a job without just over the phone, accepting the job. It was a small job, so it wasn't a huge loss, but nonetheless, still waiting for that payment. Never met the person yet.
those sting. I've the amount of bad debt I've written off of my career, my friend, is, I don't want to think about it. It makes me sick. All right. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right now, today, before their head hits the pillow that will improve either their life or their business?
This is something personal, so sure. I hope you don't mind.
No, those are some of the best. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just not letting your past determine your future, not letting somebody else's perspective of you influence who you are, because my entire life I've had, and I love my family, but they've always told me, you know, just to play it safe, get that union job, you know, get your pension after, you know, you grow gray and old or whatever. surround yourself with people that are positive, are going to lift you up and build you up, because, you know, you get one shot at it, you might as well make the most of it.
Man, I really like that. I couldn't agree more. And I want to just encourage not only you, but Cleaning Nation to really take advantage of, that's why I love that Facebook group, is it's really, because I make sure if anyone's negative or crappy or any of that stuff, they're out. I have no problem dumping people. So please definitely find a community. Obviously, that for me, because it's my community, I love the Cleaning Nation and the Facebook group. So jump into that. But if that's not your cup of tea, or if you're already in it and you want more, find a local community or get a community that is really going to support you, because that is so wise. I'm sure you guys have heard this, but I'm going to share it real quick before we end. If you take the income of your five closest friends, you have your income. So if you hang out with a bunch of people that are waiting for the gold watch and working hard for 40 years, that's where you're going to end up. So you definitely, Joe, you're wise beyond your years. You absolutely need to change your quality and quantity of friends if you want to change where you're at. All right, that said, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow, especially at this new stage. I appreciate you calling in. Cleaning Nation appreciates your wisdom. If you want to check out Joe's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.